Do you trust in His promise? Sons of the King don't conduct themselves like beggars. Do I face life like a pagan, or do I face life like a child of God? Do I face life like the son of a king who possesses everything, or like the devil's beggars? The real issue, I guess, is, does my Christian faith affect my view of life and control my view of life in everything? Does everything come out of my Christian faith? You don't have any reason to worry. Back to verse 32. And he goes right back to where he started. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows. Nothing is going to escape His notice. All worry then assumes that God doesn't care, one, or that God doesn't know, two, or that God doesn't have the resources. Ridiculous. God does care, God does know, and God does have the resources. It's a matter of faith. It really is a matter of faith. He then comes to a third point. It is unnecessary to worry because of our Father, because of our faith. And thirdly, it is unwise because of our future. It is unwise because of our future. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here in verse 34. Why do people worry? Well, because they're concerned about the future. So in verse 34, look what he says. Again, here's the same phrase. Do not be anxious for what? Tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Imagine being concerned about what's going to happen on January 1st, the year 2000, and fretting about that now. God is the God of tomorrow, just like He's the God of today, and His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness, Lamentations 3. You want to know that worry is a tremendous force. It can warp your personality. It can steal your joy. It can rob your peace. It can foul up your relationships. It can cripple your faith. It can harm your usefulness. And it can wreck your Christian testimony. Worry is a powerful force.